This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of Wines of the Cape. I'm Susan and I'll be going to the various wine farms in the Cape and giving you feedback on what they're all about. So if you're looking for ideas on where to go, follow us on social media and we'll soon be your go-to for which farms are most suitable for to your wants for a great day out. We're on Instagram as Wines of the Cape and on Facebook as Wines of the Cape too. Our first podcast is about the Cape Point Vineyards. This farm is in Noordhoek with the most fantastic views of the sea. We couldn't wait to head out there for our picnic. When you get to the farm, you head up the driveway, and as you get higher up, you think to yourself that this is really pretty. Getting out of your car, you get a glimpse of a sea view through the trees. Nice, was our first thought. But wait until you walk through the restaurant and head out onto the terrace. The view is breathtaking. We felt like we'd been transported into another world. The picnic area is set on various levels, and there's a section around a lovely kiddies' play area. So it's really great to be able to sit outdoors and relax with your children, getting to run around and play safely within your sight. We were on the large lawn away from the play area, and the picnic area is stunning. A large, and I mean really large, well-kept lawn with tables and benches all well-spaced to allow privacy and, of course, social distancing. Each table has a picnic blanket wrapped up and ready for you with a prism cushion per person. This makes for some really comfortable lounging in the sun. The picnic basket is nicely packed with pre-sliced ciabatta bread, herb butter, onion marmalade and olive tapenade, and of course a selection of cold meats and cheeses. When you've finished picking out, there's a delicious jam donut to end off with. You can order your drinks from the bar in the tasting area to have with your picnic. We ordered a bottle of rosé, but take it from me, even as a red wine drinker, treat yourself to the Sauvignon Blanc. It's so easy drinking and really complements the picnic basket. Right, we're crossing over to the farm now. We're sitting here enjoying the tranquility, peace and quiet and the absolutely magnificent views of Cape Point Vineyards. And as you can hear in the background, the laughter and chatting of a pretty full place today, which is really lovely because it's a perfect Cape day, 25 and a half degrees. Just nice and warm, subtle little breeze blowing. And I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be. It really is absolutely the most magnificent day out you could imagine. I'm talking to Lizanne van der Spee, who's in charge of sales and social media at the farm. Lizanne started working here 7 years ago in the functions and events division and then took over managing the restaurant. She now heads up the sales division, and Lizanne is going to tell us a little more about this amazing farm.
Point Vineyards, we're very fortunate. We are the only wine farm that's in the South Peninsula. And we're also the only wine farm or vineyard in South Africa that is approximately 2 kilometers away from the very beautiful Atlantic Ocean that you see in front of you. So between the mountains and the sea, we really have a very fantastic and such a special terroir that's especially conducive towards Sauvignon Blanc. So over the past few years, we have actually started to focus specifically on our Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon as well. We've got 3 different styles of Sauvignon Blanc. The Noordhoek I'm going to taste with you today. And then, of course, we also do our Islay that we are known for.
That sounds absolutely lovely. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about the Sauvignon Blanc that we're tasting today?
Yes. So our Noordhoek Sauvignon Blanc is 100% estate wine. It's named after this beautiful area that you are in, Noordhoek. And I think if you taste this wine, you'll taste that it's quite unlike any other wine that you taste in South Africa. It's got a very unique and special taste to it, and hence that's why Noordhoek is the perfect description for it. The wines for this comes from a couple of selected parcels on the estate, so that it just really shows off our unique position. The sun actually only comes over these wines from about 10 o'clock, over the grapes from about 10 o'clock onwards in the morning. And they also get a lot of wind. So it's a lot of tough conditions for the grapes. We only crop at about 4 ton per hectare. So it's very, very, very small. Because of the conditions also, you'll see that the grapes themselves have really thick skins. And it's almost like you can literally taste the salt. And there's like a little bit of a layer of salt on the grapes and on our grape vines, the vine leaves themselves. And that completely translates into the glass as well.
Has the Noetic Sauvignon Blanc been coming out for quite a few years, or is this a new one?
So it's been under the name Noetic for the last 3 years. There was a bit of a change in our wine where we used to, when we first started the farm, we did it very much in this style. And then we decided with our Cape Point Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc to just do it something that's a bit more like what the market would expect from a Sauvignon Blanc. And then we separated it between our Cape Point Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc and then the Noetic, which is specifically from this farm and specifically showcasing what makes us so unique.
Would you like to tell us a little bit more about your other wines? Because I see you have quite a selection.
Yes, besides for the Noetic and the Sauvignon Blanc that I just mentioned, we also have our Reserve Sauvignon Blanc, which is a barrel-fermented Sauvignon Blanc. And then we also have our Islay, which we are known for, and that's a Bordeaux blend, which is 75% Sauvignon Blanc and 25% Semillon. The Sauvignon Blanc for that is also fermented in wood, whereas the Semillon is made in clay amphora.
And the red wine?
So because we're so close to the ocean, we don't actually focus on red wines on this estate. It's purely Sauvignon Blanc, where we really strive to achieve excellence with that. We do have our second label, the Cape Town Wine Co., which is mostly exported, for which we source in the grapes and then make a red from it.
So that's all from me today. Head on over to our social media accounts to see more details and, of course, some great photos of our visit. Facebook, Wines of the Cape, and Instagram, Wines of the Cape. Follow us to be sure you stay up to date. Until next time, stay safe.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.